Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 65th Berlin International Film Festival, and today I have the honor of being with Robert Connolly, director of Paper Plane. So welcome, thank you for being with us.
Great, lovely to talk to you. Thanks for having me on the program.
For our young listeners, as I was telling you before, we're very interested in your film, and I wanted to ask you if you could give us a brief introduction of Paper Plane.
It's the story of a young 12-year-old Australian boy who lives in the remote Australia, who discovers he's got this genius ability to make paper planes, and who travels to Tokyo to compete in the World Paper Plane Throwing Championship.
Yeah, that's a basic question, but I was very curious. Why paper planes? And is there really a paper planes championship?
Yeah, there are paper plane championships all over the world. And what I loved about it was that it's the joy that you can get from just taking a single piece of paper and making it into a really awesome plane and seeing how far it can travel. I think in the 21st century, kids have so much technology, we've got so many screens. I'm not anti-technology, but I just think we've got a lot of it. You know, my kids have got iPads and iPhones and you name it. And this idea that, you know, it's something that marries creativity and innovation as well, which I think, you know, for kids in the future, you know, the world is there to be taken for people that are willing to be innovative. And I think making a paper plane kind of is something that shows that.
I really like that. I didn't know that you could actually build the paper plane in different shapes and forms to try and make it fly better. So I didn't know that you could do that with paper.
Yeah, and in the film you learn a few tricks of how to do it, and you know, I've watched kids, they make a plane, they throw it, they get it, they change the fold slightly, it flies further, you know. I think it's really cool. And then, you know, you can make a paper plane look incredible as well. You know, there's a theme in my film, the Japanese girl teaches our hero about origami and how to make a really cool looking plane. So, you know, I was playing with all of those ideas in the film. You know, I think there's an absolute pleasure in throwing a piece of paper and watching it go a long way.
What's the most, let's say, difficult or challenging thing about writing and directing a film for kids?
I think what I had to do to make this film was to channel my inner 11-year-old. I had to be a child on set. It had to be fun. I really believe that the atmosphere you have on set when you make a film, you feel it in the film you're watching. So I wanted this to be, it's a funny film, you know, I needed it to be light and playful. So I had to be a child. It wasn't that hard.
I liked what you said in the press notes, that you talk to your children about it, and you try to make a movie that could have a hero like them. Yeah. In the film, not from an adult point of view, but something that actually could happen to them as well.
Yeah, I think that, you know, my kids said they didn't want to watch a film where the heroes were adults. They wanted to watch a film where the film, every scene was driven by a kid. And that was just fantastic to do. And it's hard. You know, a lot of the adults, Sam Worthington came, and David Wenham, these famous actors came and were in it, and they were playing supporting roles to the kids, you know, which was very unusual for them. But they loved it too. But yeah, the kids had to be the heroes. It's a kid's film.
And what I really love the most, but maybe it's because I relate to it a lot, is the relationship between the kid and his grandfather.
Yeah, I think, you know, the grandfather in the film is played by Terry Norris. He's my father-in-law in real life, which is a great little surprise. He's my kid's grandfather, my wife's dad. And I think that kids have a very close relationship with their grandparents now. I know in Australia, with most parents are working, both working, so grandparents have a very strong role. He's 84, and I wrote a role specifically for him, and it's probably the most active role in the whole film. I love that the 84-year-old is the cheekiest, naughtiest character.
And talking about, like, reversing roles sometimes, what I liked about the kid is that there is a moment in which we know he is a kid, but he's first he's very respectful and very loving towards his father, and he's accepting everything, even his depression. But at the same time, he knows when it's the right moment to shake him up a little bit. Like, this is a very adult thing.
That's a great observation, because I was playing with this idea that one of the themes of the film is kids can affect their parents. You know, we see a lot of stuff where parents are always forcing their kids to do things, as if parents are somehow removed from their kids and not, you know, impacted on by them. So I made a film where the young hero, it's like a reverse parenting story. It's like our hero, who's 12, parents his dad, which is something I love. You know, I think kids have massive impact on their parents.
Thank you so much, Robert Connolly, for being here with us and for your paper planes. Really enjoyed it, and good luck.
Thank you. I love talking to you. Thank you.
And this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 65th Berlin International Film Festival for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.